Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome back. This is the Cancer Survivor Show brought to you by
the Chemo Girls.
How you doing this early part of 2014, Sharon?
I'm doing great. It's been a great year so far.
Yep. A few days into it. Yeah. You know, I was writing yesterday. I was writing the date, which was January the 9th, 2014. And I'm looking down at it going, gosh, you know, in a few more days, it's going to be the middle of January.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, oh my goodness, then it's going to be August. And then, oh, I'm going to be pulling Christmas out again.
That's right.
Time is going by so stinking fast.
Yeah, it flies, doesn't it?
Did you have a wonderful holiday?
We really did. We had a fairly simple holiday, but it was really wonderful. How about you?
Yeah, good, good, good. Ready for a good 2014. I know we have some really fun and exciting things planned with the Chemo Girls and my Chemo Cocktail and Me project, and I'm going to get my running shoes on and get ready to go.
Yeah, yeah, we actually have a run coming up, don't we, darling?
But it's been a busy year, hasn't it?
Oh, my goodness gracious, yes.
Mm-mm. Sometimes I hadn't felt like I could even catch my breath. And I've been wanting to, like, get into a bathtub and say, take me away, Calgon.
Well, we need to follow a little bit of our own advice sometimes.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
I think we're going to talk about that today, aren't we?
Yeah, I think we are. So
tell me about what we're going to talk about today, Sharon.
Today we're discussing guided imagery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had done a blog on this some time back, and you and I, since we've started the whole project, we really have come back to this topic a lot. We've learned a lot about it.
We have.
I wish I had understood a little bit about guided imagery when I went through treatment personally.
Yeah. Well, what is that exactly? What is guided imagery for everybody out there that might be a different term for them that maybe they've never even heard it before?
Well, Google is giving me this definition.
What would we do without Google?
It is the use of words and music to evoke positive imaginary scenarios in a subject with a view to bringing about some beneficial effect. Blah, blah, blah. Sorry, Google,
okay.
But that's really...
All right. Now, for the simple-minded person like myself,
yeah.
What's that mean?
Okay. It is more like visual imagery. You close your eyes and someone describes a scenario that is calming. Oftentimes, it is related back to nature, things that are commonly relaxing for people.
Mm.
And oftentimes, there is very calming music in the background or, say, sounds of nature.
Ah, like going to the beach?
Yeah, I know. You love the beach, Lucy.
I do too. Bomb.
Yeah, the beach is very commonly used in guided imagery.
Okay.
And so you just close your eyes and allow all of your worries to leave and just follow the imagery where it takes you so that you escape your current situation.
Gotcha.
Can be very useful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when we were planning on what needed to go in our backpacks for newbies starting their chemo experience and opening that door into the chemo clinic for the first time, you know, it took us a long time, what, about 6 months of researching and talking and revisiting your experience to narrow down exactly what we needed to put into the pack to make that process for a patient during chemo go a little smoother, a little easier, more comfortable. And we found that definitely one of those items had to be an MP3 that was downloaded with guided imagery.
Right.
So why don't we talk a little bit about what that all means in chemo? Why would somebody need guided imagery when they're having their chemo session?
Well, the simple answer to that is research shows that guided imagery reduces anxiety during a chemotherapy session.
Mm.
I mean, that is a simple answer. and it's very understandable how it does that. And I know that when we did start with this guided imagery in the MP3 player, we did not find exactly what we were looking for out there. And yeah. so we wrote our own scenarios and recorded those ourselves. I only say that to tell you that when my husband was editing them, he was pretty much falling asleep, and not in a bad way. He was like, oh my gosh, it's just, and it is, it's very relaxing if you allow yourself to just get lost in it.
Right.
Lucy, I think you found just a little blurb on the research, didn't you?
I found that as early as 1982, there were studies that were done that reported that relaxation significantly reduces the effects of chemo in terms of the patient's nausea level, and that those patients that listened to guided imagery during their chemo session had a much greater rebound from the treatment, and their recovery periods were a lot shorter.
Oh, that's huge.
Isn't
Don't you
it?
Think it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's really huge because, you know, when you're walking in to face chemotherapy for the first time,
right.
I mean, that's overwhelming. And the side effects, they're there.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a non-invasive tool.
Right.
That doesn't have side effects of its own.
That's right.
That can assist, kind of take off some of the edge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know, listen, if I could have avoided the situation, I would have. But when you walk in, you know, you're walking in to do the brave thing, right? You don't want to be there.
Right.
But you've got to find something positive. You have to find a way to deal with the situation.
Yeah. I knew you and Tracy used to do things like watch funny movies and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in our work with women who are facing chemo or even those that have already faced it, we find that people really don't know that they can do things like that when they go into chemo, that they're, I guess, supposed to just sit there and tolerate it and, you know, not even try to distract themselves.
Sure. And this, I mean, you can escape the sights, sounds, smells of the medical, you know what I mean? That that institutional, sterile feel. And of course it is. It has to be. But you don't have to be present and accounted for all of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I had a fantastic time when we did our recordings of the guided imagery.
I did too.
Because, you know, we researched what was available that we could already use commercially with permission. And we just couldn't find anything that we felt was totally appropriate for that moment. And we wanted to be able to have a patient feel like that we were walking in with them, holding their hand, and almost curling up on the chair with them. And that's the way we wrote it. We wrote it as that person sitting there in that chair and just ushering in their escape.
Right.
Through different
kind of like
environmental scenarios.
Laying in the grass and looking at the stars with them and just distract them from what's happening. The whole idea for us has been playing hooky.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about as a child wanting to get out of school or wanting to get out of your chores and slipping out the back door and hanging out on the swing set instead of cleaning your room up. I mean, we've learned the art of escape early.
Right.
No, I did. And there are times when it's not appropriate. But in a time like this, it's not just appropriate. It is helpful.
Mm-hmm.
It's helpful for your mental state, your physical state, and your recovery.
Exactly.
And so, you know, when I think about ways that guided imagery can be useful, it's not limited to the cancer experience, but within cancer treatment, some of the times that I could have used guided imagery, I think, would have been waiting for my surgeries. I think I had 9 surgeries in 5 years.
Wow.
And when I was waiting for them to take me back, or even after they took me back and they were going to be putting in an IV, yuck, or while I was waiting for them to give me my cocktail, is what I called it.
That's right.
My calming
meds. Not
that
kind of cocktail yeah. that you really wanted.
You know, anything waiting for surgery, this would have been so useful. Mm-hmm. And then waiting for radiation. And after chemotherapy, when I went home and I was alone, you know, people do have to go back to work.
Yeah.
And I was alone a lot. And goodness, there was a lot of television because it was difficult for me to focus at that time to read. Something like guided imagery would have been ideal.
Right.
You know, and I have a friend who has post-traumatic stress disorder. And she has a hard time sleeping at night. I introduced the idea of guided imagery to her.
Wow.
You know, I think that it has a myriad of really fantastic uses. I mean, you think about anything in your life that you really want to avoid that you can't.
What would you like to avoid,
Well,
Sharon?
Things that I'd like to avoid. Well, it wouldn't work in this situation, but, you know, if I could avoid the whole grooming my dog thing, you know, I love you, Bella. She's under the table right now, I think. But, she's such a blessed little animal. But it takes 2 hours to brush her out and bathe her.
You got that.
Yeah.
Tight, curly hair.
She does. And it's beautiful, and it's wonderful when it's all said and done, but goodness gracious, if I could escape that, I would. You know.
So you're going to plug some of your earbuds in and kind of escape to one of your favorite places next time you bathe Bella?
No, but I might put them on Bella because I think it's worse on Bella than it is on me.
Well, now that I know about guided imagery, I think I'm gonna hook up and go to the beach while I'm doing grocery shopping.
I think
because
that's a great idea.
I do not like going to the grocery store.
Right. Well, I think that's great.
And I'm so poor at it, I end up going almost every day because I can't focus when I get in there to do a whole week at a time. So it makes no sense, but yeah, I think I'm going to try that.
I think it's good. You know, I think there are many, many situations that it could be useful in. And so, but another thing outside of the cancer treatment that you could consider guided imagery for is that there have been suggestions made that the relaxed, focused state that you can achieve with guided imagery actually boosts creativity. You know, I think that is an awesome thing. It increases your comfort level, can help you with performance, as well as learning, and what we've already said, healing.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah,
I think it's amazing.
It's really amazing. And one of the things that I had put in the blog, and I'm going to read that to you, this came from WebMD, and it states that guided imagery is a program of directed thoughts or suggestions that guide your imagination toward a relaxed, focused state. Guided imagery is based on the concept that your body and mind are connected. Using all of your senses, your body seems to respond as though you are imagining it's real. An example often used is to imagine an orange or a lemon in great detail. Imagine the smell, the color, the texture of the peel. Continue to imagine the smell of the lemon, and then see yourself taking a bite of the lemon and feel the juice squirting into your mouth. Now, many people salivate when they do this. This exercise demonstrates how your body can respond to what you're imagining. So, I think that you guys can see that guided imagery is a really amazing tool. It helps reduce fatigue, depression, nausea. It helps with creativity and anxiety. So, what we want you to do is just kind of check into this yourself. If you are someone who is facing treatment, please check into guided imagery and perhaps add it to your arsenal of things that you've learned to help with treatment. And if you know someone going through treatment, this is a great gift idea if you can find some guided imagery for them. Obviously, we supply this as part of our backpack, but we're not here to push the backpack. We just are here to push the idea of guided imagery. So, Lucy, I think that that might be a little bit of a wrap on guided imagery.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. That was fun today talking with you, Sharon, and getting back together. We kind of took a little hiatus over the holidays.
And we did.
Good to be back in the saddle again.
It is. It's nice to be looking over the microphones at your pretty face.
Oh, aren't you sweet? I think you've got an awesome, not just surviving, but thriving tidbit of the day that's kind of based on your holiday season.
Yeah, I think as we were talking, it came to me, we're talking about escape, and my tidbit involves a little bit of escape. It's something that I've wanted to do with my children for, I would say, 4 years, and we finally committed because our older children are almost getting too old for this. So we packed up the family and took off to Bryson City, North Carolina. And up there during the holiday season, they have a Polar Express ride. Now, my kids love Polar Express. They say it's the ultimate Christmas movie.
That is, yes. It's a great movie.
Mm-hmm. And so we bundled up and hopped on this old school train and listened to the story of Polar Express and had hot chocolate and went up
wow.
to North Pole. It was all so wonderful. We did many other things during that trip. We went and saw friends who have moved away. We really escaped for about, it was short, it was about 4 or 5 days.
Right.
But it helped us gain perspective and build relationship, and we came back ready to go.
There you go. Awesome. You made some memories for those babies.
That's the important thing.
That you will never forget. It's just kind of putting life on hold for just a few days and doing something that's really important that they will never, ever, ever forget.
Yeah, they'll forget what they got this year.
Yeah, that's right.
They will never forget
the
Polar Express ride.
Well, thanks for being with us today, everyone. Happy New Year. We pray that this coming year will be filled with blessings for you and everything that you and your families are pursuing for the year. So until next time.
Until next time, just remember, we're not just surviving, but we're
thriving
with you. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.